T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ESPN analyst and former NFL offensive lineman Damian Woody is with us. Damian, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. You know, it's good to have you with us because, you know, offensive line is such an interesting thing. You know, yesterday we were talking about Jarvis Landry and the fact that, like, wide receivers, some wide receivers, certainly not all, but some wide receivers, if you don't get them the ball early, they kind of disappear. And somebody was saying, well, I kind of feel bad for a wide receiver who doesn't get it early. And I'm thinking, and I said, you know, the guys I feel bad for is the offensive linemen. You guys bust your hump out there. You got no stats. The only time anybody ever notices an offensive lineman is when you give up a sack. And you guys play every play, unlike the wide receivers and other guys who are in and out. Right? You guys are the guys who got it tough, right?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a saying, overworked and underpaid. You know, because we're like the only group out of almost everyone that we take literally every snap. There's no rotation. There's no guy. We can't tap our helmets like, let me catch a breath. No, we're literally right out there playing against guys who are, from an athletic standpoint, they're better than us athletically. So, yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I grew up, and everybody always found it funny, my favorite player was an offensive lineman. Anthony Munoz was my favorite player as a kid because the guy was freaking awesome. And but I guess it's a little unusual to have your favorite player be an offensive lineman. Sorry, Damian.
No, he was my favorite player as well.
Nice.
Hey, Damian, since we're talking offensive line, yeah, let's stay here because – you know, the Browns had an issue this week at center. It seems like J.C. Treader, their starting center, is going to be able to go this week. But, you know, they had drafted Austin Corbett in the second round. He's always been a left tackle. And we, you know, we asked Jeff Schwartz about this yesterday, so I'm curious your take on it too. How difficult is it for a guy to make a switch, to, especially to center, a position that requires so much information and making all those calls?
Yeah, listen, when I came into the league, I started out as a center. Mm-hmm. And then as I progressed in my career, I moved out. You know, I went from center to guard to eventually tackle. So mm-hmm. it's not the easiest thing to do, but I mean it's one of those things where a lot of it is muscle memory and just repetition. That's the whole thing with offensive linemen. It's just repping, being, you know, having that muscle memory behind it. So it's not easy, but it can be done.
Is it easier to play offensive line when you believe the quarterback behind you is great?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like, you know, I played with a couple of great, all-time great quarterbacks from Tom Brady and Brett Favre, and there's nothing like being in the huddle, on the road, two-minute drill. You gotta go down and score a touchdown, and you look it in one of those guys' eyes, and you just know, man, we're about to pull this off because we got the right man to do it. And that's why I see in Baker Mayfield. Ever since that Jet game where he came in, he brings some type of energy where everyone looks at him and they believe we have a chance. And that is huge for a football team.
So you look at Baker Mayfield so far this season. You talked about you like what you've seen from him so far. He had a little welcome to the NFL moment last week with the game against the Chargers, and now a chance to bounce back this week. You know, what did you think that last week's performance was based off of? You know, he had the injury to the ankle, didn't really look like himself. Do you think he'll bounce back this week?
Yeah, I think he has the opportunity. Listen, Los Angeles Chargers, I had originally picked them to win the AFC West. They're picking up steam. They're going to be one of the teams that's going to contend in the AFC, so a lot of quarterbacks are going to have trouble with that Chargers defense, but I think Baker's one of those. He's a rookie quarterback. You know, he doesn't have many games under his belt, and he's going to learn that at this level you can't outrun people. You know, this game is a lot more cerebral at the NFL level, where you got to be top notch from the neck up. So he got tweaked on a sack, I believe, and but listen. it's going to be even flows with Baker Mayfield, but he's going to get better and better as the season progresses.
We're talking with former NFL offensive lineman Damian Woody, now with ESPN, two-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. Did you think Tom Brady – think back to your Patriot days, by the way, Damian. Did you think Tom Brady would still be this good all these years later?
Man, you can never project, greatness like this, but yeah. I will say when Tom was there, and I remember his rookie year, Tom was the fourth-string quarterback. He was behind Drew Bledsoe, John Freeze, and Michael Bishop. And wow. This dude's his work ethic was just unbelievable, man. And he leapfrogged, John Freeze and Michael Bishop, fairly quickly. And then it just came down to Drew Bledsoe got hurt against the Jets. And really the rest is history. But he's been so great for so long, and it's all due to this chip that he still has on his shoulder to this day. For all the accomplishments that he's accumulated throughout his career, he still has a massive chip on his shoulder.
Damian, would you rather have – is an offensive line better off having two great players and three guys that are poor or five just solid guys? What's better for an offensive line?
Oh, five solid guys. Because, at the end of the day, offensive line, you got to get five guys to play as one. Okay? And you're only as good as the guy that you play next to. So regardless of if you're great, if you're playing against somebody who's no good, guess what? It's going to bring you down.
Yeah.
As opposed to a guy that's average to maybe above average. If you have a bunch of guys like that, trust me, if you get all those guys to buy in and play as one, that's a heck of an offensive line right there.
Damian Woody is our guest. Damian, there's a lot been made this year about the officiating. And, we had Demarius Randall this week, Browns safety, say that it's so tough to play defense this day and age. I was a defensive guy myself. I'm like, instead of bitching about it, just adjust. I think you almost have to. I mean, if you want to play in the NFL this day and age, you got to play by the rules and in the way that they're going in terms of protecting the quarterbacks and the offensive guys, the defenseless receivers and all that stuff.
You know what, Dustin? You're absolutely right, man, because you got to understand the NFL is changing the culture, okay? Mm-hmm. No longer are the days we'll see, these highlight films of guys getting jacked up and all those type of things. Those days are gone, okay? This is a new NFL where it's all about offense, it's all about scoring points, fantasy football. So these guys just got to understand the NFL is not going back. They're not going back to those days, okay? The NFL, you have to adjust your game and understand that, yeah, maybe we're at a disadvantage, but that's just what it is, and you got to play, you got to move ahead and play it. Play the game the way it is right now.
We're talking with the former NFL offensive lineman now with ESPN, Damian Woody. Damian, the Browns have the Buccaneers this week on the road. The Browns have not won a road game in years. It's been over three seasons since the Browns have won a road game. They'll try to end this streak this week. But, obviously, Tampa Bay is a team that has struggled defensively, but their passing game, they are loaded with weapons. And the Browns have lost now two corners and their middle linebackers out this week. Who do you like in that game? I mean, it feels like it should be a shootout. I guess you never know. But who do you like in that game for you?
I'm actually going with the Browns because here's the deal with the Browns. Okay, number one, get after the passer. You have people out in the secondary, but the Browns have the ability to get after the passer. That's number one. Number two, they lead the league in turnovers on defense. So Jameis Winston is the quarterback. He'll throw you some out there. So the Browns will have plenty of opportunities to create turnovers defensively. And number three, the Browns have a good rushing attack. So the best way to stymie an offense that likes to throw it up and down the field and all those type of things, keep them on the sideline, run the football. So if you're the Browns, if you can follow that right there, I think you should be able to come away with a win on the road.
Damon, do you think that Jameis Winston still has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback?
I think from on-the-field perspective, he does. A lot is left to be said about off the field. And obviously, you know, when you're a quarterback in the National Football League, you're essentially a CEO because the organization is entrusting you to be the face of the franchise. So, listen, I was one of the guys that, on TV when the suspension came out. I thought the Bucs should have cut him. But since the Bucs have decided to hang on, this is a great opportunity for Jameis Winston to kind of rehab his image, go out there and do the things that he's supposed to do on and off the field.
Who's your Super Bowl favorite right now, Damian?
Wow. I mean, the Los Angeles Rams are looking good from the NFC. I mean, they're finding a lot of different ways to win football games. And I think in the AFC, honestly, it's going to come down to home field. If home field is in Foxborough, then you got to favor New England. You know, if home field is in Arrowhead in Kansas City, then I think the Chiefs are going to be that team. So I really think it's where home field advantage is in the AFC.
Who'd you rather have, Goff, Mahomes, or Wentz?
Boy, I would take all three, but I would say right now I would probably have to say Pat Mahomes. I just think that his arm talent is incredible. His ability to make all the throws outside the pocket is incredible. And I probably would have went with Carson Wentz, but I'm going to give a slight edge to Pat Mahomes just because of the injury that Carson Wentz suffered.
Damian, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem, guys. Take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.